And of course, you know that, and that's why we're here, because that's appropriate to the importance of New Portlanders and our immigrant and refugee communities and fellow citizens here in Portland to be at the table that way with real power. So that's why I was teasing talk a little bit about being shy here. This is your building. You own this place, and you have power, and you should exercise it. And of course, we've seen that in wonderful ways in the budget process and elsewhere. So we've had an example of the power that should be exercised by the commission speaking to us and saying, we need to do more of this or do that differently. Portlanders coming forward to say to us as their elected officials or to all the departments that answer to us, we have a problem here, we have an opportunity here, help us deal with it. So when we had people come to our budget hearings and talk about sidewalks in East Portland, the commission will have the opportunity to hold us accountable. Are we making progress on sidewalks in East Portland? That was a specific issue that got brought up by one or more than one of our immigrant and refugee communities in recent discussions. So this is an opportunity to make it real, and make it real in the budget in ways like our program that now is institutionalized. I appreciate my colleagues' support for this. We started something a little bit innovative two budgets ago. Now it's in our ongoing program of making summer recreation and after-school recreation free for teenagers in our city because we want them to have positive opportunities. So now the Montevilla Community Center is a teen center, and the centers that I'm so proud to have built in East Portland and Mount Scott, Poole, and Southwest will have programs for our young people that they won't have to worry about having $3 or $5 to be able to participate. And that's why, Commissioner Fritz, that's such a great effort that you and your bureau are carrying on. But watch us. Make sure that those efforts don't falter. And again, there's real power. I hope and expect it'll be exercised, but not just in how we spend money. Look at what we do in other ways. For example, who are we hiring? We just actually yesterday had a discussion about our new policy that I'm proud our city has led on what's called Ban the Box, which is if people have served time for a criminal conviction and then want to get back into the marketplace to work, they shouldn't be stopped by a little box that says, have you ever committed a crime? Because then they'll never get to work again, and guess what will happen? They'll be back into the criminal justice system. So Portland has led the way on that issue. Well, we need to lead the way in hiring people of color and hiring people of color's companies to do work for the city. So watch that progress as well. Help us, don't just lobby us, help us as partners advance that agenda. I'm really proud that we have Khalid Ibrahim, our first Somali-born police officer. He needs company. We need more police officers, and we need more police officers from the Somali community and from every other community in the city, because then we will have a police bureau that properly works for and understands who we serve. So there are lots of ways where you can make it real that way as well. And then help us also put appropriate pressure on the private sector and the foundation nonprofit sector to be good partners for what city government does. I was in Mayor Ed Lee's office not long ago actually talking about homelessness because we were down there visiting a facility that they've done that better than what we've done. And he just mentioned in passing something that sort of made me crazy, which is that they wanted to light up one of the bridges, and so he'd made a few phone calls and gotten $25 million contributed to light up one of the bridges. Well, I was happy for him, but I'm not sure if my first request would be for lighting up a bridge, as pretty as that might be. The point is, there are sources of wealth and community investment beyond the city's budget, which perhaps you can help us secure in partnership to do good things, whether it's hiring or building facilities or in serving our community. So I expect that this commission will be powerful in all kinds of ways. Finally, a little bit of a flippant comment, but I'm not sure if this is a completely accurate quote, but I understand that when the Office of Neighborhood Associations, as it was then called, was created by a 3-2 vote of the city council over the objection of the mayor at the time, that mayor, a man named Frank Ibensee, apparently blurted out something to the effect of, well, we're funding the opposition. I guess in his case that was possibly true. But what we're doing here is we're institutionalizing the new leadership. I don't think that's threatening at all. I think that's wonderful. So we appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues. My mentor, Commissioner Gretchen Cafori, used to say that we pay people to disagree with us. And that's a similar way of saying we're funding the opposition. And she celebrated it, as do I. Thank you to Mayor Tom Potter again for being the father of the new wave of how we do things. And in some ways, like Jimmy Carter, just in office for one term and established so many things that has continued to prosper in years thereafter. So thank you so much for that. Yeah, let's hear it for Tom. Thanks to Maria Lisa Johnson, the director of the Office of Human Relations that first housed the Immigrant and Refugee Program, to Dante James, the first director of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, which then took it on, and to Amalia Alaconda-Morris, the director of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, where it now sits or is housed or is staffed. You may notice, if you read the ordinance very closely, that I purposefully did not say which entity is going to continue to staff the commission, just that it will have staff appropriated by the council in the budget process. That's something that I want to talk with Mayor-elect Wheeler about, as to whether it is, where is it most appropriately staffed, whether it's in neighborhood involvement, whether it's in the mayor's office, whether it's in equity or somewhere else. The important thing is that we're establishing this commission, and we're establishing it for the reasons that Mayor Hale said, that it becomes important, and it gives advice to every member of the council. The council is agreeing to put staff and have our bureaus participating with the council as non-voting members. I've just been reelected, which I'm very happy and grateful to the Portland voters for doing so. So entering my third term, I can no longer say that I'm not a professional politician, because obviously I am at this point. And so I have learned to count to three over the course of the last 7 years. I want you all to know that after the community brought this concept to me, and I said, that sounds good. Of course, I checked with the mayor, and he said, that sounds good. The next person who said, that sounds good, was Commissioner Fish. And he was the one in the budget process who said, of course we're going to fund this. Of course we're going to establish this. And he's the one who's been here rejoicing with us today. So thank you, Commissioner, for your ongoing partnership. Thank you to Linda Castillo and Lipo Cha, who have led this as co-chairs of the council and have guided this process. It's taken a while, and I was asked at the gathering that we had before this council hearing, why is democracy take so long? And it's because so many people need to be heard, and how we have to consider everybody's viewpoint and try to come to something, which is our best guess at this time. It's probably not perfect, and a future council may decide that there's something even better. But this is our best summary right now of what we think is going to work. Thank you to Dr. Ann Curry-Stevens for your diligent data gathering and your explaining of why things need to be, how things are, and then looking at how they need to be. Thanks to Claire Adamsick on my staff, as well as Andrea Valderrama in Commissioner Novick's office and Deanna Nunez in the mayor's office for their help in shepherding this work. And the staff in every single one of the council offices who cares about this and who has been involved, and I really appreciate that. Also our staff in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, not only Amalia, but Polo Catalani, Brian Hoop, and Lisha Shrethra. And then most importantly to you, the community. You demanded this. We have done it in response to what you have asked us to do. We need you. You are part of who we are. You are part of what makes us great. One of the nicest compliments I ever got during a campaign was the first time I ran, when I had done a lot of land use work. And somebody who had been involved in the statewide land use planning system set up 30 years before wrote to me from Corvallis, I think, and said, you are the kind of person we were hoping for when we envisioned this. So now we are looking for, who are the next people that we were hoping for, who are the children of our Russian-speaking PhD who had such struggles and who did the menial work because that's what you did to get by, and then now has become such a leader in our community. How are things going to be different for your children, for your grandchildren, for my grandchildren, for all of our children, and for each of us today? There are very real struggles being faced today, and that's why this commission is going to be so helpful in helping us all figure out how do we do things better. So thank you very much to our to my colleagues, and thank you as somebody who came here by choice and who had to take the test to become an American citizen rather than having it by right. It's very meaningful to me to be part of this wonderful work that we're doing together.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you all very much for coming. We will take this up for a final vote 2 weeks from today, and we'll take a five-minute break and get ready for our next item, which is a completely different subject. Thank you all.
And now for something completely
different. Right.
Thank you very much.
Well done.